Talkradio.org.au, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, it falls on me, the third speaker, to close our argument and to rebut these silly proposals put forward by these three beautiful ladies here. Now, gentlemen, honestly, which of you would not ask one of these ladies out? No man has answered. And I say, well, they are taken. And so perhaps I understand they could believe that, yes, there are good men out there because they're all taken. But many of you would know, many of you women particularly would know, that not all men do measure up. And we admit that. We use the affirmative admit that. But I can also understand that you ask, well, how then is it a woman's fault? And I repeat what our first two speakers have told you of. Modern women have altered the image of a good man. They have. And they've altered it so much that it has left many men confused, if not incapable, of maturing into a good man, of measuring up to that standard that they have put to us tonight. Now, we're not blaming women necessarily as people. You have to realise here that we're talking about many, many cultural factors, the rise of feminism. There's so many things going on here that are hard to pinpoint. But we say that it's the women's role to repudiate these changes that have made it difficult for men. Women need to clear the air, and that's what we want to do here tonight. We want to make it easier to clarify what exactly needs to happen. Now, the practical consequence of all this, of this culture particularly, is that men, as David said, are either not needed, or as Jerome said, unable to establish good relationships because women are not receptive. Now, they speak of themselves as perfectly ready, perfectly receptive. Women, you know, the princess in the castle, ready for the knight to come along. You've just got to man up, get on the horse and do it. Well, I say, no, ladies, you're amazing. You're all amazing. But I say a lot of you aren't quite ready. And that's what we're asking of you. We're saying, let's ask the question. Let's stop talking about men manning up. And let's ask ourselves whether perhaps women have to do their part as well. And we believe that this is not just opinion. There's a theological basis to this. Dave spoke about this, the need for the complementarity between men and women, which many of you here are familiar with. He quoted John Paul II, and I'll return to him later. But to come back to some of the things that our previous speakers have mentioned, women, they seem to believe, well, I think the most powerful argument they believe is that women bemoan our unwillingness to initiate these days. They long for the old days when, as someone I think I heard quoted, Jason Evatt said in his grandmother's time, every woman had been proposed to 10 times in, I don't know, the space of 2 weeks or something like that after the war. Now, it's not that simple these days, is it, guys? You can't just walk up to a woman and propose. I mean, let's be honest. And there are all sorts of reasons why. And I'll give you a few. I'll tell you a story of a young man who was interested in a girl so long ago, and he went around, he was essentially trying to find out if this girl was number one. He couldn't even figure out whether she was single, despite asking, you know, various people. It wasn't like the days of Pride and Prejudice, where, you know, the mother kind of walked in and presented her daughters, and it was pretty clear they were all available. It just doesn't happen anymore. She certainly wasn't wearing a sign on her forehead, and it's just not the same. And We say that many of the changes in society that have happened are good ones, but clearly there are some that have complicated the situation. And so we admit we do have to ask women out, but we're saying you also have to change the culture to allow us to do that more easily. Now, there was some mention of Bathsheba. I didn't quite get that point. I think the fact is that she was being quite immodest. And I think the reality was is that she didn't have to be there bathing as she was. She could have been a Susanna and said no. Bear Grylls. Well, Bear Grylls is not, as much as I like him, not our definition of a good man, so I'll leave that point there. Sex in the City. I've never watched an episode, so I really can't rebut that. I rest my case. Now, to finish on a few beautiful quotes, and I want this to be a positive thing. I'm sorry if I haven't been funny enough. I'm sorry if I haven't kind of, you know, ticked all the boxes as women often want us to do. I want to finish on a positive note and a quote which David made reference to. John Paul II, the Blessed John Paul II. From the second, he quotes in Mulieris Invitatum. The Second Vatican Council declares in its closing message, "The hour is coming, in fact has come, when the vocation of women is being acknowledged in its fullness, the hour in which women acquire in the world an influence, an effect, and a power never hitherto achieved. That is why, at this moment, when the human race is undergoing so deep a transformation, women imbued with the spirit of the gospel can do so much to aid humanity in not falling." And I say, with the power that women have today, and you do have power, comes great responsibility. Another John Paul II quote. He says, on the other hand, he's speaking now about the incarnation. On the other hand, however, the event at Nazareth highlights a form of union with the living God, which can only belong to the woman. He talks about the God relying on a woman for a salvific event, in a sense, woman as the initiator. And while we do acknowledge again, men have to initiate, women have to be ready. There has to be a standard, and we know that the Virgin Mary was ready, was she not? Finally, Jason Evatt, the man that all women here love to hear talk about women and about how bad men are. Well, this is what he has to say. He quotes Fulton J. Sheen. When a man loves a woman, he has to become worthy of her. The higher her virtue, the more a man has to aspire to be worthy of her. The history of civilization could actually be written in terms of the level of its women. Jason Evatt, ladies and gentlemen. He goes on to summarise. He says, women, men look at you to learn how to be treated. And finally, when a culture of ladies arises, a culture of gentlemen will follow. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Radio.org.au